AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President-elect Trump's been sentenced to no punishment in his New York hush money case. He spoke to the court by video from his Florida estate.
It's been a political witch hunt. It was done to damage my reputation so that I'd lose the election, and obviously that didn't work.
Julie Walker has more.
Judge Juan Merchan could have sentenced Trump to up to 4 years in prison for the 34 felony counts of falsifying business records that the jury found him guilty of, instead choosing a sentence that sidesteps thorny constitutional issues by effectively ending the case, but assuring that Trump will become the first person convicted of a felony to assume the presidency.
Firefighters are hoping for a break from the fierce winds that have been fueling massive wildfires around Los Angeles. At least 10 people dead, 10,000 homes and other structures destroyed. Now, 4 days since flames erupted, Ed Donahue reports some residents are returning to find what's left of their homes.
Bridget Berg and her family in Altadena left their house to get dinner. As soon as they turned the corner, they saw the mountain nearby was on fire. They evacuated.
I watched this house burn down live on the news while I was at work.
Berg returned to find her house a burned out shell. She walked through what was once her kitchen.
We just purchased the replacement refrigerator, which was insane. That's our stove, actually. I didn't even see that. It's our stove and our hood.
Berg didn't expect to find much, but there were a few keepsakes.
It's not like we just lost our house. Everybody lost their house. My daughter has at least five friends. Lost their house. The whole family's.
Berg says it will be a long recovery process. I'm Ed Donahue.
The powerful winter storms lumbering eastward through the southern U.S. It's brought heavy snow and glazed roads with ice, stranding motorists, causing flight delays and closing schools. Arkansas and North Carolina mobilizing their National Guards. This is AP News. Hiring picked up unexpectedly last month. The Labor Department reports employers added 256,000 jobs. The unemployment rate ticked down to 4.1%. Seth Sutel has Wall Street's reaction in the AP Markets Report.
Stocks closed lower as investors worried that good news on the economy might be bad for Wall Street by keeping inflation and interest rates high. The S&P 500 fell 1.5% Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 696 points. It's about 1.6%. The Nasdaq Composite also sank 1.6%. Stocks took their cue from the bond market, where yields rose sharply after a report said employers hired far more workers last month than expected. The strong data could keep upward pressure on inflation and prevent the Federal Reserve from delivering cuts to interest rates. The yield on the 10-year Treasury jumped to 4.76%. That's the highest level since November 2023. Seth Sutel, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.